Hello, welcome back to Hand Wash Only. It is Tuesday and it's the day I'm going to go and collect Oscar from his grandma's. He stayed over, I mentioned it in my last podcast. He was going to stay over, so I dropped him off on the Friday. And I got back about Friday tea time. And I've had like a nice long weekend to myself. Alex was here, but on the Saturday I met up with friends at the cafe in Nottingham, and I've not been there for a long time, so I got myself ready and I drove to the tram and ride, and it's literally only about 10 minutes from me, and then I get the tram, so the rest of the way into Nottingham I just use the tram. It's just easier because I don't really like driving right into the centre. It's really hard to park in, and I sort of worry where my car's parked, so it's so much easier, and I love tramming it, as I mentioned in my last podcast, because I never get to go on the tram, and it's not so busy, the one that you get to Nottingham, but the one from Nottingham back to my car can sometimes be a bit busy. I just listen to podcasts or read my book. It's just nice to just have that time just to myself, have no little person talking to me. and it was lovely, really nice. I met up with friends, which was nice. Got to stroke a few cats, had some nice food, and then I had a mooch around Nottingham. I only went into charity shops. Normally there's a massive Primark in Nottingham and I'd go into there, but I'm trying not to shop on the high street as much. I'm not perfect. I'm not going to say I never do shop, because I do, but I'm just trying to limit the time, because fast fashion and all that, it's not always great, is it? So I go into the charity shops, and I love going around charity shops. I love like not really knowing what you're going to find, and they are so good in Nottingham. I've never ever been into the charity shops around there, and I was very surprised how nice they were. Slightly more expensive to the ones where I live, but not much really, and there's a lot of vintage stuff in there, and obviously because it's in a charity shop, it's not got the price hoiked up like it would in an actual vintage shop. So I got some really good bargains. I got a lot for my money. I think in one I spent about £20, and I got like a bag, I got trousers that were from Miss Selfridge, about four or five tops, which obviously, you know, any shop, high street shop, had gone in with £20, I would not have got all that. So really, really pleased. And then I popped into Lush just to treat myself to a bath bomb and a bubble bar and some shower gel. So I'm never really going to Lush apart from probably near Christmas time, if I've got Christmas money or birthday money, because it is quite expensive. I still haven't used my bath bomb because I've used some of the bubble bar, because obviously you can use bits of that at a time, so you get more for your money. You don't just use it in one go, but my bath bomb, obviously you just pop in and that's it. So I'm trying to save up for a special bath, whatever that is. I've not used that yet. And then I went into Waterstones and had such a long walk around. I went on every floor and just like looked at all the books, because normally if I'm with someone or Oscar, obviously it is quite boring for a 7-year-old, you know, just being dragged around the bookstore, but because I was on my own, and I got to just peruse at my own leisure. And it was quite funny though, because I got up, they have a cafe in there, and I did think, oh, maybe I should buy a book and then go to the cafe at Waterstones. I've never been to the cafe, and it's quite a big walk, Waterstones. And I thought, oh, I could have a drink before heading back. But I kept going up like the stairs and they had like an escalator. So I was going up the escalator, going up another escalator. I was like, oh my God. I thought the cafe wouldn't be so far up, but it was on the very top floor. And after looking around for so long, I was just thinking, actually, I've got a free Costa on my app. I might just grab a Costa. and I brought a book and whatever. Anyway, but I thought I wanted to pay for my book on the ground floor and have a look at the Waterstones tote bags, because they have some really nice, like bags, you know, like shop bags, and they have some really cool ones. And I'd spotted some, and they had some cats on, so I wanted to go back down. Anyway, I kept going, and all I kept finding on the floors was the escalators that I'd come up, but there was no escalators to go down. So I was looking around and around. I thought, surely they must have stairs. Like, they can't just have a lift. Anyway, I don't go in lifts because I've got stuck in one, like, I'd say two or three times I've been stuck in a lift, and I just really do not like lifts at all. And they always seem to break down when I'm in them. So I just refuse to go in them now. Anyway, and I kept looking around, and I kept going round and round and round. But then, because I couldn't find it on that floor, I then got the escalator, and then I was further up on the other floor, and I thought, surely there must be stairs. And then I saw, like, a fire escape bit, and I was like, oh, that will be it. Anyway, that was locked with a... it had, like, a code, so it must be for just staff only. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, you start to panic, but inside I'm like, Sarah, just calm down. It will be fine, like, if you have to go in the lift. But I was like, no, they must have stairs. I must have wandered around and around and around on this floor for a good 10 minutes. But then you sort of notice that people keep looking at you because they're like, what is she doing? Anyway, I managed to find someone who worked there, and I asked them, oh, you know, have you got any stairs to get down? And she was like, oh, yeah, they're in the corner. They're so hidden away in the corner. I'd walked around that corner bit, but I couldn't see them because of all the books, and they're like really hidden away, because then in front of them they've got a massive table full of books. Oh, but anyway, I got down and managed to use all the steps, but by this time I was like literally on the top floor, so I felt like I was going down, round and round and round and round and down these steps, which felt like a good 10 minutes. But yeah, I did manage to get out of Waterstones. I did buy a book, which I started last night, and I'm already halfway through. It's amazing. I'll probably talk more about that in my next podcast. And yeah, and I brought myself a tote bag with a little cat on it, and then grabbed myself a Costa coffee. I got an iced latte, which was lovely. Actually, no, I got an iced flat white, which was really nice. And then trammed it back and had a just a nicely chilled evening to myself, because Alex was out Saturday night with friends, so it was a really, really nice day. And yeah, I've had a good weekend. It's been very nice. I feel very, very rested and ready to be a parent again when I pick Oscar up later. It's funny, because when I pick him up, sometimes, like, when he's been at my mum's, which isn't, like, it's not like he's there that often, but I always feel like I've forgotten what it's like to be, like, to parent. I'm a bit, like, overwhelmed. I'm like, what's going on? Yeah, and it takes me probably a couple of days to get back into the swing of it, because I've got so used to just having myself and just sort of chilling out, and it's all of a sudden I'm like, wah. But yeah, looking forward to seeing him. And yeah, see you soon. Bye.